having this El Bandito partnership is great because we asked them, hey, what would you call it? So now they incorporated the class motto into the name of the cocktail. Now who's not going to want to go grab the class cocktail because they feel like they've made it. They iterated that experience, so they got to go grab one.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago's Skyline Studio, as we are well into graduation season. One of the most revered and respected institutions of higher learning in the country, often thought of as a very serious place. The United States Military Academy at West Point is celebrating yet another class out into the world, out into service. They are going to be second lieutenants in the United States Army, but they've got to celebrate first, and no better way to do that than to break out the Bandito. Excited to have Austin Hunt on the line. He is one of the guys of the West Point Association of Graduates, helping to coordinate for collaborations and partnerships and events and celebrations with the Firstie Social coming up. And Austin, it's great to have you on, number one. And then also, I heard that the graduates, that the cadets, I got to design their own cocktail. So they're going to be celebrating, and they got to design their own El Bandito Yankee cocktail for the event. So what did they name it?
Yes. Hold on. I have it right here. Lee just sent it to me. It's going to be a classic margarita, but it's going to be called Thriving Lime, the Thriving Lime cocktail.
So Thriving Lime, like the lime, like the fruit?
Yeah. Like a fruit. Yeah,
that's nice. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, it's going to be great. So you work on all of these events. Like, what's your role there with the AOG's office? You help execute on activations and all sorts of projects?
Yeah, actually, so I've been with the AOG for about 5.5. Actually, I think I just hit my 6-year mark. I do two sides of the house. One side is I am a USMA conference manager, so I plan and execute all academic conferences that have partial or full funding through endowments or fundraising that come through the AOG, the alumni organization. So that's my main title. And then I'm sponsorships and advertising manager for the Association of Graduates. So that's kind of where I come into this field. I do a lot of business development and partnerships, trying to get community partners for events and for different campaigns. I don't fundraise for the philanthropical or giving that goes towards the academy projects, but I do fundraise for any sponsorship donations that would affect both the cadets when we host them and, you know, the alumni support department. You know, we reach grads all over the world. So that's how I got in touch with El Bandito. For this Firstie Social, we do a block party. And I just want to be clear that the block party is awesome because this started, I hate to kind of talk down on the organization, but this started as more of a stuffy, formal event when I was here. It was more of like, hey, seniors come to the AOG, you know, the week of graduation and hear about how much we do for you, you know, after you graduate in hopes, obviously, to give back, right? You know, whenever they hopefully become successful and have their own careers. And it would seem backwards to me. You know, they went through a different college experience than most students. And so they're about to lead our nation. I think we really need to send them off with more of a congratulations and here's everything, you know, we want to do for you and we're proud of you. And then that goodwill will translate to anything we need. You know, once they grow and become successful, they're going to know how important this place was to that success. So I basically said, no more stuffiness, no more blazers and formal attire. Let's do a block party. Let's do an indoor, outdoor. We know they love to eat. We'll get good community partners. You know, we have Chick-fil-A. We have Mission Barbecue. We have great community food partners. Let's get some cocktails. They're all old enough to drink. You know, we limit them to 2 drink tickets, so they're not getting super drunk, but they, you know, get them a drink or two. And let's play yard games and tailgate games. Let's do photo booths. Let's do a little DJ, a little music. And so now it's become more of a congratulations celebration versus a, hey, don't forget about us when you have some money and you have to give back kind of thing.
No, but you're making, instead of a have to, Austin, you're making it a get to. Right? You're making it to something where they're going to identify just the fun, because that is what a lot of these events are. And as they go forward, and you know, it isn't always the most fun experience. It's a very serious place, right? West Point. But coming up as they go forward, you know, it's going to be football games and support. And you're going to try to look back and have some fun times. And if you can associate some with it, I think you're ahead of the game with a place that is so steeped in tradition. You know, there's not a lot of change. It isn't always easy to do that. Austin, how hard was that for you to convince them? Like, hey, let's just make this more fun.
Yeah, it was actually, I did have to go through some hoops. The good thing is that we lead the charge for the service academies. We're the number one for giving. We're the biggest population. And so I saw Air Force doing something similar. They didn't really do a block party indoor, outdoor, but they did kind of incorporate a little more of the community into it. And so they had like real estate partners. They had car dealership partners. They had their cadet hostess kind of come and give them guidance on like maybe some recipes and some packing list for when you get your first place. Because, you know, these cadets have been getting fed 3-4 meals a day in a mess hall for the past 4 years. You'd be surprised. They don't even know how to buy basic kitchen utensils and stuff like that. So I kind of told the leadership at the academy, I said, hey, on top of congratulating them, we're going to get them resources to suit them. So we have USAA sponsor, and they do first-time car insurance and loans so everybody can get a car if they don't already have one. We do cadet hostess that comes in and does basic meals and a packing list for your first kitchen, you know, the basic stuff you need.
Wow.
We have grad authors come in who have done books. They'll donate books on how to transition and anything that they could do if they're thinking about doing, you know, post-grad school or getting maybe an MBA or something on top of their service. We also have one of our grad-owned companies is a Mill Move. They do all TDY and kind of like, you know, anybody who's PCSing and going different places, they help you get your first place to live or rent. So it's all things that kind of make sense. We don't just take sponsors, you know, just because, you know, whoever signs the biggest check. We also try to make the partnerships kind of go hand in hand. So we congratulate them on one end, but we're also preparing them for their first 5 years of service and their life outside of the academy.
Austin, was that one of the things that was a little bit difficult to get your head around? Because you think of these kids, right? All that preparation, all that training, all that leadership, they're going to be out there making the world a better place and keeping people free. But just some of these basics, like you said, how to set up a kitchen, you know, how to do just some things that maybe are just run of the mill and just taken for granted by everyone else.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I think really drove it home, because at first, they heard more party, and, you know, we're very keen on not being the host of huge parties for cadets at the academy. We want them to have fun, but like you said, it's more tradition and mission focused. So the mission was preparatory, but the outcome is also congratulatory.
One of the things I think is really cool with the AOG, the West Point Association of Graduates, that you guys do is not only do you take, whether it's dollars in or support and help out with some of these events, is you're always linking in those past classes so that they can have kind of a role to play and ownership and pride into helping that next class be able to either be successful or fun or support or enhance what it is that they're doing. Talk a little bit about that, because a lot of times with your efforts, there's different classes from the past that get actively involved.
Yes. So naturally we have a 50-year affiliate class. So 50 years prior to every graduating class, they kind of take the unwritten rule of supporting that class. They support them with class rings. They support them with at the graduation, with helping giving them their honors and their diplomas and stuff like that. But also, we decided that the connection was needed for more of a young alumni influence, right? Because obviously, there is a generational and just worldly disconnect naturally. You know, if I'm graduating in 2025, how much in common do I feel I have with a graduate from 1975, besides the fact that we have a common place being in our alma mater? So what I did was we also tried to get more of a 10 to 20 year affiliate class, a class that maybe just graduated 10 years ago. So they may be 5 years out of service, or they may still be in, but they have more of they feel more comfortable, the graduating cadets, talking to people that are a little closer to them in generation and age. And this really, that connection right there is really what sets the precedent for mentorship. Obviously, being trained leaders are from the academy, you know, they want to be self-sufficient. They kind of are a little shy to ask for help because they were just told for 4 years, lead, figure it out,
find
solutions, be problem solvers. And so we are part of this mission with the First Tee Socials also to connect them with younger grads that could be mentors and helping them navigate the life as well. Hey, what are you interested in doing inside of the military or possibly outside? You know, we don't want to sway them either way. We love that they serve, but we just want to make sure that they have a steady network and support system wherever they go, whether they want to stay in after their 5 years of mandatory service or whether they want to get out. So I think that creating that connection with not just a the older lineage of the long gray line, but maybe the younger old grads, we call them, that they'd be more comfortable. And those connections, when those cadets call those people because they got stationed in Texas and they reach out and they say, hey, you know, I met you at the First East Social, or I met your classmate here. You know, I would love to ask you about where do you think these best places are to live for people stationed here. You know, that one phone call saying, hey, I'm from West Point, goes a long way for these grads as they get out. So creating younger alumni connections was super important.
It is so important. You mentioned that line, the long gray line. It is exactly that. There is so much connection and they are all tied together, not only just in, like you said, the experience, but also just service and wanting to be together and be supportive and be part of that supportive line that happens. And so First East Social, so much history there, obviously a lot of history, but also you guys are sort of on the cutting edge, not only cutting edge of, you know, just getting together and networking, but also for fun, right? And so our mutual friend, Victor Castro, who is the director of the esports program, they're doing some just great stuff. And you guys are building that into. So it isn't just about maybe sort of the refreshments and the cocktails, and it certainly is, but also you're building in some cool stuff with the games.
Yeah, and stuff, that's a great point. So like the esports club, which is it's a cadet-funded club. So both they get private funding through the Association of Graduates Giving, but also allocated funds from the academy. That's a great way to show how we are supporting cadet interests, you know, that may not just necessarily align with what they may do right out of college or even in college. The esports, you know, that's something fun. Everybody knows video games, but they don't understand how lucrative of an industry it can be. So like at the esports club, you could be a great gamer and have a career as a gamer like you would as an athlete, but you could also, there's so much that they, being engineers and all these majors now that we have at the academy, that you can go and go into those type of fields, and they may have not thought of that if they didn't have those type of clubs to see, you know, hey, we have corporate sponsorships for esports. That might be a industry I can actually have a steady career in as well. So those type of clubs are great connections as well. A lot of fun, but also a little bit educational, because you can teach, as we know, you know, you can teach education from the youngest level, pre-K and elementary school, through post-grad, through the use of new technology and games like that.
Yeah, and it's cool to see those parallels too, just on the leadership side, the teamwork side, and a lot of the games sort of lend themselves into just enhancing the abilities to be able to perform as a team and also in some military settings as well. So El Bandido Yankee, this is exciting, right? So we were part of the tailgate for the Army-Navy game, right? And we do some things with the National Guard and with the Indy 500, which is especially for a Memorial Day where that happens, the men and women in uniform are always recognized in a big way. So it's very cool to see that being incorporated into the First East Social on the tequila side. So talk a little bit about it, Austin, if you can share, you know, just how not only being interactive, it isn't just going to be there, is that the cadets have not only designed the cocktail, right, but they've also named it.
Yeah, we love getting their input. That was another big thing of First East Social. Even on the registration forms, we asked, what's the one song you'd want to hear celebrating your graduation? And then they build the playlist, you know, for the DJ to go off of. So in similar fashion, you know, we asked them, you know, if this started with whatever we can get, right? Beggars can't be choosers. We asked the local beer company that distributes on post to the restaurant, you know, hey, can you donate whatever you have the most of, right? Bud Light or whatever the domestic brand is. And, you know, obviously that was great. Beggars can't be choosers. But now that we've gotten such a great community support, we asked the cadets, hey, what would be your drink of choice if you could, you know, choose your menu? And a lot of them said, you know, tequila or spirit or cocktails in that way. So, you know, having this El Bandido partnership is great because not only are they getting, you know, good refreshments, but they actually kind of curated that. We asked them, hey, what would you call it? And as you mentioned, their class motto, class of 2025, together we thrive, I believe it is. So now yep. they incorporated the class motto into the name of the cocktail. And now it's like, now who's not going to want to go grab the class cocktail because they feel like they almost made it, even if it is as simple as a premium cocktail with a premium spirit that anybody could make using the ingredients. They still feel like they curated that experience. So they got to go grab one of those when they come.
Well, Austin Hunt, one of the things that you guys do that with the AOG and you've been doing for 6+ years is providing opportunities, whether it's opportunities for graduates to come back, support, play a role, and be a part of important initiatives that are happening, or opportunities for the cadets that are about to graduate to celebrate in a way that is definitely on point with what it is that they do with the institution, with West Point, but also it's more fun, right? That's what you're doing too, because you're going to have a very serious education, a very serious life, but there's a lot of fun in there too, and a lot of light moments, and it's exciting to have El Bandido Yankee as part of that as well. And so as we let you go, for more information, if anybody wants to get involved, do you have to be a graduate in order to support the AOG? Can you just be a supporter of our men and women in uniform in general? Do you have to have a family member that's got maybe West Point connections? How do you do your outreach and how does it work?
Not at all. We take support from any level, from the lowest amount of giving, which is a $5 donation, all the way up to corporate philanthropical giving. You don't have to have any tie to the academy. You don't have to be a parent or an alum, but you can always go to just westpointaog.org. There is plenty of information for both giving if you wanted to support directly to the academy and some of the clubs we talked about, like esports or athletics or new building projects, construction projects that we have on campus, all the way to our sponsorships for that go towards supporting the alumni as they get out, right? So the alumni support experience for alumni and family members. There's plenty of sponsorship opportunities. We are a veteran organization, a nonprofit, so they are all considered tax-deductible gifts in some fashion. And they can just reach out to westpointaog.org or sponsorships@wpaog.org, and we'd be happy to kind of go through whatever they feel they want to support, both for the cadet experience and or after as being veterans of our nation.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that. And of course, a lot of different places and people can go ahead and support the organization, support the causes. But I'm sure if you have a Navy background, maybe there's more scrutiny on who gets to donate and participate, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Hey, one team, one mission. We love everybody. But, you know, I'd have to say, go Army, be Navy.
Thank you. Austin Hunt out there at West Point Association of Graduates doing so much to support those cadets, that next generation that's supporting us, and of course all of those classes that make up that long gray line. We'll let you get back to it, Austin, but thanks so much. Have a great graduation, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you very much.